The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small. This is a community conversation, and I have on the phone Tracy Brignall, who is the founder of Mariposa, originally in Takaka. Really nice to have you on the line, Tracy.
Yeah, good morning, Chrissy.
Now, look, you've got some big changes happening, but first, tell us about Mariposa and what was your inspiration about creating it?
It's been 21 years in New Zealand, and before that, it was actually almost 10 years in the United States. So it's been, my husband's from the States, so we started in Austin, Texas, and then moved to New Zealand about 2001, which was a little bit after that Mariposa started in Takaka, which was where we were living at the time. And essentially it was a bit of creativity and the need for a job what got it underway.
Yeah. And what a great place to start a business.
Yeah. We fell in love with the area and knew it would be a challenge. And the first year I worked locally at the Wholemeal Cafe, and then decided I was prepared to take on a challenge and start something of my own. I'd been a self-employed for a lot of years prior to that, and sort of had already been doing something similar in Austin, Texas, and decided I was going to take it on and create a retail space in Takaka.
Great. And so you began with clothing, is that right?
Yeah, well, we sort of began... It started with my husband and I. We met traveling in Mexico over 30 years ago, and it started as a way to fund our travels, and we used to sell clothing and artwork and jewelry at outdoor events in Austin, Texas.
Right.
And then when we moved to New Zealand, which is sort of where I went to school and grew up in Auckland, we wanted to live somewhere smaller and closer to nature, and we ended up in Golden Bay. And he went off to do his own thing, and I decided I wanted to continue but have a shop front rather than a pack up, pack down sort of market scenario. Yeah.
And what a legacy, honestly. It's one of those destinations I love going to when I'm over in the Bay, because it is so vibrant. Your stores are so vibrant. And so when did you open the Nelson store?
The Nelson store opened probably a year after the Takaka one, with some of the sort of product minimums challenge. You know, there were challenges in Takaka with bringing in enough for the winter. There'd be too much for a Takaka winter, so I decided to do something in Nelson to sort of balance out bringing in the stock just to be able to cover both bases. And so it was really only a year after Takaka when I realised it was going to be challenging to do it in Takaka alone. So I decided Nelson was close enough where you could have a bigger population centre and travel between the two.
Right. And of course you opened in Hardy Street, I believe, initially.
We did. We've had a couple of different locations in Hardy Street, and then about 2.5 years, almost 3 years ago, we consolidated all of our Nelson stores into a Trafalgar Street location.
Right, and you're still there.
I'm still there, and that probably takes a lot of my focus these days, because I am based in Nelson myself now.
Right, and so in effect, though, you have two stores still in Nelson.
I do. It's only sort of end of 25 that we moved an outlet store, which is sort of an end of line last piers. We have done a lot of consolidating already over the last few years, and so that store, there's a lot of great deals, and it's sort of right behind the main store. So brands that are not available as far as footwear goes, lines of clothing that we're going out of, so it's still right behind us. So we've got two stores currently, two stores in Nelson.
Yeah, look, I find your that outlet store is an amazing store for bargains.
It certainly is. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And so, a bit of news about what's going on with your original Takaka store. What's that?
Well, basically, the lease came up for renewal, and I've been based in Nelson for 3 years. And over the last, you know, at one stage I had 7 stores and I've sort of consolidated down to 4. And analysing that renewal and just everything that's going on in the world, and it was a number of reasons I decided that actually consolidating and having less stores was what I wanted to do. It's a very hard decision to make because that was my first store and kind of where it started, Mariposa started for me in New Zealand. But also the footwear side of the business has become the more successful side of the business. And so with costs of keeping doors open, et cetera, I've decided to consolidate down and not renew the lease on the Mariposa Takaka site.
Right. But shoes, of course, are a winner over there.
yeah, very much so. It's I like, we often hear it and we like to call it the coolest little footwear store in New Zealand, which is Sol Takaka. And so that very much works in as a sort of sister store with the Trafalgar Street site. Right. So the footwear stores are basically are going to be more my focus with a sort of a bit of a smaller collection of clothing and accessories in the Trafalgar Street store.
Right. And of course, you have an online presence as well.
We very much do. And my office and online side of things is based in an office and warehouse out of Takaka. So that continues. So that sort of creates the admin and behind the scenes work. A lot of that happens in Takaka. So that will continue.
Oh, that's great, because that also adds to the little local economy there as well, doesn't it?
It does. It's definitely, it's not a decision I've made lightly. It's felt like quite a tough decision to make, but at the same time, it feels like the right thing to do in having, you know, There's a lot of different factors and that have gone into it, but it does also feel like the right decision to consolidate what I'm doing after sort of 30 years and sort of being an importer and bringing in products and uniquities. And it feels time to be just a little bit less focused on many, many things. And
sounds like you need a bit of a break, really.
It's I've been working very hard, you know, on the other side of COVID. I feel like I've worked very, very hard in the last 5 years, and I just feel like it's time for me to start centralizing my focus.
Absolutely. And of course, costs are going up across the board.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors, and cost is certainly one of them. Having multiple doors open, every door that's open has had every cost increase, whether it's to do with insurances and the rates associated with commercial leases and wages and cost of goods. Everything has been going up and continues to do so. And I do feel like the clothing side of my business, the sales have declined more than the footwear. So, I've just decided that the footwear is where I'm going to centralise my focus.
Yeah, beautiful footwear it is too, I must admit.
Yeah, and just give something my 100% of my attention rather than try. And my family would really like me to not be so busy now.
Of course. And of course, now you're in Trafalgar Street. How is all the upheaval with Bridge Street going, and is that affecting business?
The intersection of Trafalgar and Bridge just closed last week. So we're into our second week of that. I feel like it'll hopefully take some adjusting. You can still sort of come down and loop around, and I feel like it's definitely affected the foot traffic a wee bit. But last weekend we had a busy Friday, Saturday, which we're quite happy about, because the early part of the week kind of felt a little bit like we'd been unplugged from the foot traffic. So hopefully it's just that, you know, the work needs to be done and that people recognise there's still plenty of parking in all the car parks in Nelson. And they've actually extended the 1 free hour to 2 from this weekend. So that should hopefully make it a bit easier for people to be able to come in and have a look around and have lunch and not be in a hurry.
Yeah, It's still a beautiful place to shop, even though they've got that underground happening in Bridge Street.
Yeah.
But everything is still walkable, so people, you need to go down and support those businesses.
Yeah, Bridge Street businesses are definitely faring it a lot tougher than we are, because we still have some road traffic, but for them it's down to foot traffic only, and it's been tough. So definitely supporting your Bridge Street businesses right now is a really good thing to do.
Yeah. Hey Tracy, thank you so much for talking to us about Mariposa and the changes coming up, and we really wish you the best in this economic climate.
Yeah, thank you so much. I guess part of this change is sort of an adaptation to get through, you know, it's a challenging time to run a small business, and so by making these changes, I guess it kind of keeps us going, but just in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, Chrissy.
So, folks, the last day of the Mariposa Clothing Outlet in Takaka ends on the 23rd of May, and you will be able to get everything in there for basically half price. So, good time to go over to the Bay and do some shopping.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.